to, before we get into the business proper of the AGM, we're just going to start with a prayer. So let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask your presence and your blessing on this meeting. May you guide our thoughts, our words, our actions in all our deliberations, so that your name be glorified. In your infinite wisdom, you have created us with a gift of communication. May we use this gift to foster love, understanding, and unity among ourselves and with you. Guide our hearts, O Lord, to speak words of kindness and encouragement. May our tongues be instruments of your love, spreading grace and compassion to those around us. Open our ears, Heavenly Father, that we may truly listen and understand the needs and desires of our fellow brothers and sisters. Grant us the patience to hear their stories and the wisdom to respond with your love. Enlighten our minds to be clear and thoughtful in our expressions. As we share our thoughts and ideas, may we ever be mindful of your presence, seeking your will in all we say and do. Fill our conversations, Lord, with honesty and vulnerability. May we find the strength and courage to speak our truths while always remaining respectful and considerate of the feelings of others. Bind us together, Holy Spirit, in unity and love through our shared communication. May our words build bridges and forge bonds that reflect your divine love and mercy. Bless us, Father, with eloquence and wisdom, so that we may share your love and light with those around us. Let our words be seeds of hope, inspiration, and encouragement. In Colossians 3, we read these words, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." May we strive at G4G to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Right, the next thing on the agenda is the minutes of the previous AGM. Hand you over to Jim.
Yeah, well, there's not a great deal to say. If anybody wants to read the minute from the previous AGM, I did bring some copies, but they have been on the website for some time. And the Board of Trustees did actually review them at the time and approved them. Hopefully we can approve them tonight as an accurate record of what took place last year. So very hard to remember 12 months ago what was going on then.
12 minutes ago.
I know. So I think formally we just need to present the minutes, and is there anybody got any questions arising from that? I think we're unanimous in our acceptance.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Jim. Next on the agenda is we usually have each time an overview by one of the trustees, and Brian has kindly agreed to do that tonight.
Thank you. I think it's incumbent on us to say at the outset that there's some thanks that we have to give. We have to give thanks to Deeside Christian Fellowship elders and congregation for allowing us the continued use of these premises at Victoria Hall. And if you're listening from Deeside just now, long may it continue. I don't know if you can remember a group which was Southern Gospel Group, which was formed in 1963, called the Imperials. Some are nodding. They had a wonderful bass singer called Armand Morales, and he really was a beautiful voice. And as I was preparing for this evening, I kept on hearing a solo that he does called "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And for days, the only tune I've been able to get in my head is "Great is Thy Faithfulness." So I thought, okay, we'll just mention a little bit about great is thy faithfulness. Of course, coming from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, it says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." Great is his faithfulness. We know we have a faithful God. But as I was going through it, and I did a kind of search of the website, and just reading stuff, it went beyond "you're a faithful God." It was, "Great is your faithfulness, O God." For your gospel, 79 languages we now have?
78.
Okay. I ran out of fingers. So. 78 languages on John 3:16. And you say on the website, 15 million estimated hearers?
Potentially on shortwave and medium wave.
And you think, my goodness, how great is that? And you go through the rest of the set. That was really one of only two things that I picked up on and wanted to mention. You think, how wonderful is that? From 17 years of faithfulness, of great faithfulness, to bring us to where we are today. How wonderful is that? But why is that so wonderful? Why is it so important? And if I may, if you'll forgive me, I want to go back to a few verses from Scripture that I read last time at the AGM, from Romans chapter 10. Remember the old chorus, Romans 10 and 9 is a favourite verse of mine. Yeah, so we'll start with Romans 10 and 9. "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, 'How beautiful are the messengers who bring good news.'" So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. That's why he is such a wonderful God, who his faithfulness is great, because for 17 years we've been able, through the radio station, to go into places that I'm pretty sure when it all started, Rob, that never thought we would be in all these countries. And it reminds us of a verse that says, "Ask and you'll be granted immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine." You know? So just absolutely wonderful. And again, I want to thank, it seems to me as the newbie in the camp, that those who invest much more time than I do, and probably much more time than some of us do, Rob, the amount of stuff that you work, that you put in, and Jim, the same. And I'm happy you do, because we've talked before about our lack of technical expertise. So it's absolutely wonderful that you have just grasped what God called you to do and gone with it. And it's been able to, it's a joy to catch a part of the vision from what we started these 17 years ago. But as God has been faithful, he also calls us to be faithful. And in the NIV, I was previously reading from the NLT, but in the NIV, he says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction or trouble, faithful in prayer." And that's speaking to us, and it's speaking to our supporters, those who support us financially, those who support us in prayer. Huge thank you to that, to you folks. God has heard these cries, and God has faithfully answered these cries. And just one final verse in Thessalonians, who says, remember, the one who calls you is faithful. And having called us, he will remain faithful to us as a board of trustees, to Gospel for Grampian, that the word would go forth, that many more than 15 million will hear the good news, will come to know Jesus as their Saviour, and all the glory to him.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
It reminds me of the children's hymn, Our God is a Great Faithful.
Anyone want to do the actions?
thank you, Brian. That was lovely. Thank you. We now pass on to Tom for the Treasurer's Report.
Well, it's very easy for me, really, because we have the same supporters year on year. We haven't had many new subscribers, and we haven't lost any in the last wee while. It's been a few years since one of our faithful supporters passed on to glory, and I'm hoping that he's able to find out from there what's been happening. But we have continued to have the support month by month of a group of people who have remained faithful for some years. So we get members' donations, and I'll pass out just copies so that everybody can see the things themselves. That's probably copied out more than folks that are here, which is sad, really. Maybe I was more hopeful than anything else in printing these out. But we have members' donations the same year on year, and we have other donations. Now, with a quick flip through, I do the accounts quarterly because there are not too many entries, so I do them quarterly. And I had a look, flip through to see who had given us in various quarters. The first quarter, April to June last year, Love Citadel gave us £300. Torrey St. Finnick's Church gave us £500, and Holborn Gospel Hall gave us £400. And then, so you can see where the donations vary on 2380 going up to 4021. And then in July to September, we had £1,000 from good friends of Rob and Helen. And then October to December, Inverurie Gospel Hall gave us £400. And then we sold calendars, and we sold £1,263 worth of calendars, and we made a profit. And that's always a good thing when you're doing anything commercial in that way. I don't actually have too many problems with us if we lost money, but not a lot of money, because I can see that putting the gospel into homes across the city and across the world would be an advantage. Gospel verses, beautiful photographs followed up by a gospel verse and appealing to people's hearts and challenging them about the wonderful creation that our God has made. So we made about £500 profit on that. And then January to March this year, we had another £1,000 from Rob's friends, and we sold. We had a bit more calendar money. I'm not really sure. We get calendar money in dribs and drabs, and it's not so bad. It's £164 we got there. So That gave us a total income of £7,608, which compared with the £5,989 the previous year is an upward trend, and I'm sure the Chancellor would approve of such upward trends if he got that. Our expenditure, the telephone and the broadband, just remained about the same. It's due to go up again. And there's a surprise to all of us. We're due next month. And I think it's about £10 a month. But that's not bad when you consider that we cover the whole world from a tiny room in a street full of fish smells in Aberdeen. And Aberdeen's not exactly the centre of the universe. So I think we do well. We're using the broadband from here. This year we didn't have to spend any great deal of money on the computers, which was very thankful. And our broadcast licence went down this year, but it's probably because somebody didn't email me a bill for their contribution to it. But will we turn up yet? Computer maintenance, we pay the people who we bought the equipment from a monthly fee so that anything goes wrong, they'll fix it, sometimes remotely, most times remotely, I think, Rob.
Yes.
So at the best, it went up slightly, and it's because inflation. Oh, isn't there a surprise there somewhere for somebody? The office insurance was the same. That went up slightly. And our web hosting and streaming, we had £162 this year. We didn't have anything last year because Jim didn't give me the bill, I think. But we won't complain too much. The electricity went down because Victoria Gospel Hall as a fellowship disappeared, and so far Deeside Christian Fellowship haven't asked us to contribute anything, so all I can say is thank you very much, guys. But we're quite happy to pay our share if required. Office costs and equipment. The printer we had couldn't be repaired, so we bought a printer, £370, and like everything else, these printers nowadays, the most expensive part of it is the ink every time you use it. So you get the equipment cheap and you pay dear for the ink. But we'll just have to find out the best way of doing these things. And as I say, the calendars this year were slightly more expensive than last year, but we ended up with a surplus at the end of the year. And again, we can be proud. We had £3,984 of a surplus, and we've praised the Lord for that.
Amen.
I don't know if you get any questions. It's a bit remote, a bit difficult for the remote people unless you want to phone up.
We take the silence around the room that we all approve the accounts that Tom has produced.
So the accounts have been audited. I've got the book back.
Yes.
So they've been audited and all ready to go.
It's always a good sign when you see a smile on the treasurer's face. Thank you, Tom, for your diligence over the year of keeping us our accounts in good order. And also to Helen and Rob for the calendars that produced a very good surplus for the fund. So thank you both for being there.
We'll have to stop thinking about next year.
I know you have great enjoyment as well out of it, you know, we're looking through, but it's a lot of work, and we do appreciate the effort that you put in to do it. Thank you.
Well, we're back over to you, Rob, then, for director's report.
Indeed. Well, can I thank you very much? Thank you always, trustees, and thank you particularly also to Brian for that wonderful opening as well. So thank you very much. Thank you to Tom, and thank you to Jim for all you're doing. I have to say that this year has been a progressive year. And first of all, I think thanks also needs to be given to God first for his faithfulness, and that's what Brian spoke about, such that we have and are able to continue broadcasting to reach more people and to fulfil our vision. As also Brian mentioned, thanks to all those intercessors in different parts of the world for their prayers on our account, and it's also because of their faithfulness, love and obedience that we can be more effective. Thanks, of course, to our trustees and our supporters who have stood with us over the years. The highlights for this year, we are now able and broadcasting your gospel, John 3:16, the essence of the gospel, in 78 languages, both broadcast and podcast. So that goes at the top of the hour, every hour, and also on podcast. We are also, thanks to AI and Google Translate, able to broadcast gospel messages which include not only the gospel but also a gospel messages, a little wee short testimony and a prayer of salvation, and that being broadcast in 15 languages in five programs. So each program has three languages per program, and they're about 30 minute programs. We've been broadcasting 17 years, and that in spite of difficulties that we have had this year, but still a progressive year. So the past year has been progressive in spite of the difficulties, such as a lack of volunteers and the very recent removal of asbestos, which has kept us out of Victoria Gospel Hall between, I think it was the 26th of June and the 31st of August. It has marked the faithfulness of God, our intercessors, and some friends at Deeside Christian Fellowship, which has kept us informed and kept the radio station on air with very few issues. The main bugbear for me was that the web stats computer, which is in the studio and which I use to get more accurate stats for public phonographic licensing reporting, went offline, and I tried to do it from crib it together from the server, but it didn't give as good results, so I had to wait then and let BPL know. There was no way to get control except by being present. Anyway, I did the report, and that was done immediately on my return to the studio last Thursday, and the report was submitted. The main broadcast computer system has remained stable, even when I've not physically been able to access the studio. Live and recorded programmes were enabled and worked well, and that's what we're actually doing right now to broadcast this particular meeting. And I was able to broadcast Gospel Cafe from our upstairs bedroom, would you believe it? There were a few glitches. There were glitches such as tracks playing in the wrong order from that intended or fading out too soon, but that does happen occasionally. Listener hour figures have fluctuated over the year, but have fluctuated between 50,000 and 80,000 listener hours per quarter in the last year. The average listen time was about 10 hours. To give a more accurate recent monthly snapshot, we're going to go to August from this year. Altogether, 106 countries listened in, but 10 countries were listening in for anywhere between 15 hours for Australia and 770 hours for the UK. Other frequent listener countries include Germany, United States of America, Belgium, Brunei Darussalam, Norway, Japan and Switzerland. The least listened in was 0.1 of an hour, and up to 9.78 hours for Mexico. So that was the that podcasting between the 1st of September 2022 and 31st of August 2023, we've had over 3,000 downloads, and that's a 59.4% increase in for the same period, 2021 to 2022. One of, I think, the main reasons for this increase is one of our programmes we now broadcast, and as I mentioned before, is WOAC On Air. WOAC On Air, produced in South Africa, and they are also important intercessors. So I just give God thanks for them. And a lot of that listenership has been from South Africa. So people have been listening into that programme from South Africa. But we also have had programmes from other places too. Will be mentioned in the programmes, which I'm coming to just now. So WOAC On Air is targeted at women and youth in Africa, America and Australia. The producers Women of Africa Care, a group of businesswomen who are prayerful, obedient, dynamic and have worked hard to produce a weekly programme. The programme itself is a respectful discussion programme highlighting issues facing both women and youth and bringing biblical principles and Christian business ethics to bear. They have celebrated both women and youth this year and have increased the range of guests on the programme from different countries. Bearing in mind that they also help us to fulfil our vision to reach language groups and people groups around the world, their Yallo Young Life Adult Life orientation is to have their own programme highlighting issues faced by youth and teenagers across the world and certainly on three continents. And I believe that they're also going to include Europe and the UK on occasions as well, so that it will be all over, just to make that possible. Why would we feature programmes like this made abroad when there should be quite a few people here in the UK? Well, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, which I referred to before, from the New International Version. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." With Christ's authority, we're to reach people and every people and language group around the world. And who better than a group of women with God's spirit, passion and conviction? We're fulfilling their vision, they're helping to fulfill ours. In the same way, other programmes, such as Kingdom Come, produced by Fergus Buchan, is a short biblically based teaching programme broadcast normally on Wednesday and Saturday and has a following of listeners. In the same way, Gospel for You, which was started in April the 12th, 2021, to broadcast in English, broadcasting the Gospel and Testimony and Prayer of Salvation to Europe, North Africa and the Middle East on shortwave and medium wave twice now on a Monday evening, which is great. And even on medium wave, that figure, Brian, that we quoted earlier, that 15 million is just for medium wave. So it's actually higher for shortwave as well. And it's also been increased in power as well. So that medium wave could well be much higher than that 15 million that we mentioned. We are still continuing, as reported last year, to broadcast the Your Gospel, 78 different languages, top of the hour every hour. Hearing is Believing, four times a day. The Bible in Rotation, read by David Suchet. A Word of Promise, the dramatised Bible on rotation regularly each week and each day. Two weekly services, including from Kemne, now Benahi Parish Church, and a programme from the Lothian area. Heart of the Matter, which is an interview with an interesting person. Basically, it's an interview testimony. And a wide range of music, including more international music and Gaelic psalms from Lewis, are the ones that we've added most recently. Programme information and news is included in the G4G Radio Times, which we try and release quarterly. This, I suppose, is easier for me to release this as Programme Radio Times than it is a newsletter plus the Radio Times, so we're just including the news in that, and I'm updating the news as and when I can on the website as well. So we're doing that. Volunteers. Now, volunteers, it was great to actually have, between October and December, we had Christian and Alison into the studio, and they were actually taking part in the actual programs of Gospel Cafe, and that was really great because we talked about biblical scripture, but a whole lot of other things into the mix. And some of the discussions were so good, I have podcast them, and I've actually popped them even as a mix onto one of our terrestrial radio program editions as well. So that's good. At the moment, no other volunteers are attending, although, of course, you wonderful people are here tonight. But I want to thank God again for the prayers of others, for the passion and conviction of God that drives me on to doing what I do. I can do no less now that I've set my hand to the plough. I am committed. With fundraising, we've had kind donations from different people through and through Sales of Canada, which Tom has already gone into. I also need to mention that church news, working with different churches, we've also been able to work with Hebron Church, and I want to thank the tech team at Hebron for kindly helping us to record both the Fisherman's Praise Evening, which was held with Fiona Kennedy and which we have now made available as a podcast, and also the Sundown Service for Christian Youth Camps, which we were there for and were able to record directly. It also needs to be said that the trustees came in earlier this summer and helped us to clear out a load of stuff which needed to be cleared out, and so a little bit of helping towards Deeside being able to move in and do the work that they do. So that's our news on that. And we're coming on to prayer points. Really, to fulfill the vision that God's given me fully, that is to bring the gospel of salvation effectively to language groups around the world, such that one day all can hear, see, and experience the gospel for themselves. And secondly, unity of response, believers from all denominations responding in love and unity with the love of Christ to communities around them. Thank you very much for your time. Any questions?
As always, Rob, that's a really comprehensive report. We're really grateful for your enthusiasm and commitment and being able to keep the thing going, because we know that you are almost a lone soul in running the station on a daily basis. And I don't think anybody really properly understands the depth of commitment that you've given to this. And I think it's a testament to God's faithfulness, as Brian was saying earlier on, that you're able to keep going in the way that you do. And I just would like to once again commend your efforts, and Helen's too, because she's forbearing.
Yeah. I couldn't do this without you.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's a bit of a partnership going on there. Yeah. But I would just want to say thank you again, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. It just occurred to me as you were going through the broadcasting that has been done, a lot of verses. God's word will never return to him void, in our generation, or return to him empty. So if that's true, and I firmly believe it is, there's a lot of people hearing what G4G is putting out, and we will never know anything about it. Yeah. But God does.
That's right. God does, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we thank Rob for the good news story. We've had lots of good news stories tonight, and it's been a wonderful meeting that how God has been so faithful to us, that he's just been amazing. and the work that has been done here is all through
his grace, and we thank the Lord for the work of G4G and to everyone around the table who has contributed. And for those who are listening in as well, we thank you for providing us with the numbers that Rob has indicated tonight, and how many countries are being covered by G4G. So we thank you for all the listeners as well. Well, we're coming to the end of our formal business. We have got one other item, any other business. Is there anything around the table that we need to add to tonight's agenda?
I don't think so. No.
Jim, will, in that case, we thank you all for listening in tonight. We've got a cup of coffee to go to and a fancy piece, and we hope that anyone listening in is also in a comfortable situation and able to have a cup of coffee and a tea. So join us in spirit, even though you're not with us tonight. And I'll ask Jim if he would just close in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come together to reflect on another year in this awesome project, the Gospel for Grampian, something that started off as a community radio idea, but has grown arms and legs, and indeed its reach is much greater than we could have ever imagined. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all the people that hear the words that are spoken on this station that we are completely unaware of. Heavenly Father, we can look at the numbers and we can be grateful for those, but we know that words that are spoken can touch people's hearts and can make a difference in their lives. And we trust that these words will actually lead to souls being saved and will increase the number of people that are going to be together in heaven on that day of great reunion. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to continue to reward our faithfulness in you as we continue to endeavour that this project will continue to flourish. And we just ask that you'll bless every effort that's put into it on your behalf. And most of all, we just pray and trust that this will all bring glory to you. That's what we do this for, Heavenly Father. It's not for our own gratification. It's for your glory. And we just ask that you'll continue to strengthen us in order that we can keep this and do it to our best effect. We just ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thank you very much, listeners, for tuning in. We're going to be continuing on now with your gospel and then hymns and psalms, taking us up to 8 p.m. when we'll be able to enjoy another edition of Kingdom Come with Fergus Buchan. This is Gospel for Grampian, gospel radio from North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And it's a fond farewell from us live here at Victoria Gospel Hall. Thank you so much for listening.